Welcome to the Bridge Podcast, a digital worship service. We know that walking with the Lord isn't easy, and we hope this show is a way to come alongside you and offer a little extra weekly encouragement. Most of the content for the show was originally created for our BridgeBox subscription service. For more information, go to missionusa.com/BridgeBox.
Here I am. You were looking for good citizens. love I don't deserve. And thank you, God, for love I did not earn.
Tell you what, we got enough. Thank you, sir. You're overqualified for that kind of work. Let me tell you what, we got a lot of preachers in this world. We have some that are professionals. We have some that are amateurs. We have some preachers nobody ever asked to be preachers. We have some preachers we wish would stop preaching. We're overloaded with that. So if we're going to figure out how to do this, let's figure out how to do it right. And here's what Jesus said. He was talking to the experts in the law. And he says, woe to you, because you load people down with burdens they can hardly carry, and you yourselves will not lift one finger to help them. Okay, what does he mean? Flipping back, don't go flipping all crazy. Now, here's what he says. Here's what he says. Load people down with burdens they can hardly carry. Well, that's got to mean something along the lines of telling people what they got to do, telling people what they're doing wrong, telling people what the law says they should do. You should do this. You ain't supposed to do that. You're supposed to do this other thing. What is it, you know? Then he says, but you're not lifting a finger to help them. Right. See? Yeah. This verse has been lost. No one's ever read that verse again since he said it. Apparently. Because there's lots of people loading me up everywhere I go. This lifting a finger part is a rare thing to find. Y'all can understand me on that? I'm looking for some help. If you can help me, believe me. You don't have to put a speaker and a microphone and whatever. I'll hear you. I'm with you. I'll be with you. But what I don't need is any of these people weighing me down some more. Y'all understand? Oh, we got a lot of that. You know, here's the thing. If I thought it would benefit you in some sort of way for me to tell you what you're doing wrong, I'd do it. But here's the thing. You already know, don't you? Why would I waste my time? I mean, you know, you know what you did. I know what I did. So we could probably just move on to this helping part. That's what we're supposed to figure out. If you can help somebody, it doesn't matter how you do that or what kind of way you do it. People are going to appreciate you. People are going to love you for that. And they're going to thank you for it. And we need more of that out there. But we got to check our ego.
Yeah.
Some people, their favorite sound in the whole world is their own voice. They love to hear the sound of them talking. And there's some people, they love to hold court. You know, they love to tell everybody, whatever the subject is, you know, is that somebody blew somebody up in the Middle East. Now, okay, I'll tell you what you should do.
Right.
That's never the smartest guy in the room. It's always the guy that doesn't know anything about anything. Look, I'll tell you how to fix that whole thing, whatever. Instant experts, you know. We love that sound of that, of our own wisdom sometimes. But what we're looking for is for people, for us to say something, and we're looking for people to say, wow, you are so smart. Whoa. That's what we're looking for. Okay, first of all, if you're not that smart, it's not going to happen. Bless your heart. Okay, you got to get in a game you might be able to win. Okay, and second of all, if you don't step to people the right way, you understand? You could be telling them some wisdom. They're not going to receive it and tell you how smart you are and build up your ego the way you want because you didn't step to them, right? Because you stepped to them all fully yourself.
Yeah.
You have to humble yourself to get to that place where they're impressed in order for them to say something nice to you. That's the way the Lord sets all these things up. You know, me and Jed and Matt, we were over at the McDonald's. And we were sitting there eating a burger and fries. You know how you do. It was late at night, and I had been putting up with somebody's nonsense. I won't name the name of the church, but this church had been, they're just driving me crazy over here. And I don't know what I'm going to do, and Jesus, help me. I'm going to do something. I'm going to burn the place to the ground if they don't behave themselves. And I know there's a verse that supports that action. I'll just find it. And, Jed and Matt, they were egging me on. Yeah, yeah, do it. You know, they're not talking me out of that at all. You know, they're supposed to be like, no, brother, forgiveness and love and mercy and grace. That's not the kind of brothers they are. They're like, I'll get to matches. Let's go. You know, that kind of, you know. So you know, now you're learning about these people. Now, there's somebody a couple of tables away decided he was going to comment on all of this. Now, I'm already hot enough you can light a match off me, so I don't know what made that seem like a good idea. He gets up and walks over, and you know, he got that kind of that stance. You know, that person who's gonna give us some wisdom, got the he's firmly planted because the wisdom is so heavy that he's carrying. And he doesn't introduce himself, doesn't say anything. He just starts saying, let me ask y'all a few personal questions about your situation, what's going on with you. And I don't know what my face looked like. I don't. But I know it did not look friendly when I turned around. Jed, bless his heart, said, forget it, and just walked off. I mean, wasn't going to give this guy any audience whatsoever. This is not anywhere in his mind that this could happen, you know, that you just step to someone wrong and it would immediately fall apart. And he said, now, did I offend you, brothers, whatever? And I said, well, it's not that. It's that I don't know you.
Right.
See what I mean? I don't know who you are. You want to try and step to me like a stranger? You're going to start dispensing information. What is it that you know that I don't know that you're going to tell me? I don't know who you are. See, this is the step that we're missing. We have to earn the right to be heard when we want to speak to people about the Lord. We have to show that we know what it is, what we're talking about. We have to build relationships with people. We have to be encouraging with them. We have to be loving with them. We have to build these things up. Then we've earned the right to be heard. Then we can speak into their lives. But if we start to step one, here's me, I'm just going to start being amazing. That never, never works. And we have to stay out of that. A lot of y'all have participated in 12-step programs. You know, a lot of those programs, they tell you not to do any crosstalk. You know, that's because, you know, you say, here's my struggle, and suddenly you got a room full of experts. You're going to explain how that all works. Now, why they haven't applied that expertise to fixing their own situation, nobody has ever figured out. And that's why they sort of outlaw crosstalk at some of those 12-step meetings, and sometimes that's a good idea. And let me ask you the question, really. Do we need more preaching in the world, or do we need more encouragement in the world? You know, we need a good word here and there. Here and there, we need it. Sometimes we just get stuck, and we got to give a good word. So that's essential. It's not like we can do without that, but we need encouragement a whole lot more, don't we? And that's hard to get. It really is. It's hard to get it. Some people they only want to preach to us. They don't want to give us an encouraging word. They're so busy trying to instruct us in what they think we ought to do. You know, it's like they do those shows with whatever, like a Jerry Springer or whatever. There's 100 people in a row will stand up and judge everybody and tell everybody how to do everything.
Yeah.
none of them stands up and says, well, it looks like you're having a rough go of it. Hang in there. We're praying for you. That never happens. I mean, probably the whole TV show would explode and would be sucked down into the earth because of the shock of someone was a decent human being in there. But that's what we need. That's what the world is crying out for. You remember somebody gave you a good word. You do, and you need that. And again, I'm not putting that down, but I bet everyone in this room could tell a story about that one moment in your life when a person came along and encouraged you. You were down and you were hanging by a thread, and they said that word that allowed you to get back up on that horse and keep going. That's important. It's valuable. Before you try and say, let me say the most brilliant and amazing thing, let me try and fix everything, let me try and be wise or whatever, let's start with encouragement. Let's focus on that. We want you to be that kind of person. Finally, I want to look at this last verse here, and this is Paul, and he's in this is Philemon in the first chapter, that's 8-9. Though I am bold enough in Christ to command you to do what is required, yet I prefer to appeal to you on the basis of love. See, this is the example that we want you to follow. This is not about I'm in charge, I'm certified, I'm qualified, I have this title, I have this rank, I have this whatever, and I'm not going to flex that and tell you what you have to do and how it has to go down, and you have to pay attention and give me respect or I'm going to rebuke you. That's not the heart of what's in that word. The heart of what's in that word is let me appeal to you on the basis of love. And I hope and pray that's what you get when you're here with us. Amen?
Amen.
We love you. We love you. God bless you. And let our host team prepare to be